KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 59 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies here today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high of 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In state news, farmers in Iowa and Nebraska finally got a break in the weather last week to catch up on planting. But the U.S. Department of Agriculture says both states remained significantly behind average seasons in crop development. The USDA reported Monday that Iowa farmers have now planted 93% of the corn crop, about 3 weeks behind the five-year average. In Nebraska, 94% of the corn crop is planted as compared to the average of 99%. For soybeans, the Iowa crop is 70% planted, about 17 days behind the average for this time of year. Nebraska farmers have planted 79% of their soybean crop, behind the 94% average. Only 55% of the crop has emerged, well behind the 80% average. The status of sorghum and winter wheat in Nebraska is similarly behind, as Midwest farmers have dealt with a rainy planting season. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that an Atlantic woman who was serving time in the Cass County Jail was charged Friday with three felony charges of possession with the intent to deliver hydrocodone, three felony counts of failure to affix a drug tax stamp, and one felony count of ongoing criminal conduct. 71-year-old Arma Rerobi later posted a $10,000 bond and was released. And 35-year-old Joseph Lee Howell of Atlantic was arrested by Cass County deputies Friday on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Howell was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held without bond. In an update to our earlier reports, the Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that an Atlantic man was transported by Anita Rescue to CCMH following an accident east of Wyota Saturday afternoon on Highway 83. 78-year-old Terry McCoy of Atlantic was driving a 2010 Ford F-250 pickup and attempting to get around a tractor that was turning north off of Highway 83 when his vehicle struck the left front wheel of the 2017 John Deere tractor that was driven by 43-year-old Michael Plagman of Cumberland. Plagman was not hurt. Following the collision, the pickup slid across the highway into the ditch and came to rest on its top. McCoy was able to extricate himself from the pickup. He was subsequently charged, or rather cited, that is, for unsafe passing, and damage to the pickup was estimated at $10,000, while the tractor sustained $500 damage. The incident remains under investigation. Cass County Sheriff's Office said also that no injuries were reported following an accident at around 2:10 p.m. Saturday in Marnie. A Freightliner semi driven by 70-year-old Jerry Lee Dargan of Minden got caught on the pavement, buckling the trailer in the process. The accident occurred near 4th and Washington Streets in Marnie. Damage to the trailer was estimated at $10,000. There were no citations issued. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater yesterday reported there were two arrests. On June the 6th, 19-year-old Mark Thomas Breger of Stewart was arrested by Stewart Police for OWI first offense. Breger was taken into custody following a traffic stop. When the officer initiated the traffic stop, Breger slammed on his brakes and slid into a ditch where his vehicle then became stuck. The officer detected the odor of alcohol on Breger. A preliminary breath test, or PBT, resulted in an intoxication level in excess of 0.08. Breger was transported to the Adair County Jail, and an additional test produced a blood alcohol content, or BAC, of 0.112. Breger was cited and released from custody a little more than an hour after he was arrested. And 27-year-old Jennifer Renee Avey of Oakland was arrested Thursday morning in Adair County. She was taken into custody on a Pottawatomie County warrant for violation of probation. Avey was being held without bond until appearing before a magistrate and then released on her own recognizance. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer had reported on yesterday that on Saturday, 27-year-old Benjamin Lee Peterson of Audubon was arrested for driving with a suspended license. He was cited and then released on a promise to appear in court. Last Friday, 60-year-old Randall Gene Nelson of Audubon was arrested for reckless use of fire. That charge was the result of an investigation into a structure fire that took place May 21st. Nelson was cited, processed, and released on a promise to appear in court. On June 5th, 40-year-old Joshua Robert Saunders of Audubon was arrested for violation of a no-contact order and on an active Audubon County warrant. He was being held in the Audubon County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. May 31st, 43-year-old Jacob Aaron Schramm of Audubon was cited for allowing a dog to run at large. On May 29th, 43-year-old Charles Brock of Atlantic was cited for having a vicious dog. And on May 27th, 38-year-old Kendra Blatt of Audubon was cited for allowing a dog to run at large. Police in Creston Monday afternoon arrested 36-year-old Jason L. Johnson of Creston on two Union County warrants. The warrants charged Johnson with possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was additionally charged with assault on persons in certain occupations. Johnson was released from the Union County Jail on a $6,300 bond. Late Monday evening, 22-year-old Bailey Harrison of Creston and Tyler Raines of Humiston were both arrested for theft in the fifth degree. Both men were cited and released at the scene on a promise to appear in court. And 20-year-old Tommy O'Neill of Creston was arrested Monday evening on a charge of trespass first offense. She was cited and also released on a promise to appear. The Union County Sheriff's Office yesterday said one arrest and one accident took place on Saturday. 23-year-old Hannah Mae Hendricks of Des Moines was arrested following a traffic stop. She was taken into custody on a Polk County warrant for OWI first offense and possession of a controlled substance. Hendricks was being held in the Adams County Jail until she could be transferred to Polk County. And a man from Clive escaped injury early Saturday afternoon when the car he was driving experienced a steering issue as he was trying to turn north at the intersection of 120th and Rhea Road in Union County. The car, driven by 29-year-old Ian Alexander McLeod, hit a power pole owned by Greenfield REC. His vehicle sustained $3,500 damage, while the pole sustained $1,500 damage. There were no citations issued. And the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 44-year-old Jeffrey Brandt of Walnut had been arrested Sunday afternoon for domestic abuse assault causing bodily injury first offense. Brandt was taken into custody at a residence in rural Walnut and transported to the Pott County Jail. A traffic stop early Sunday morning in Oakland resulted in the arrest of 69-year-old Stephen Arthur Woolman. He was pulled over when a deputy saw a pickup traveling west on Highway 59. The truck didn't have a plate registration lamp. The deputy also observed the vehicle swerving from side to side and at one point was partially traveling in the eastbound lane heading west on the undivided highway. Woolman was arrested for OWI first offense. And on Friday morning, an inmate at the Pott County Jail, 25-year-old Colton Cedarburg of Council Bluffs, was charged with harassment of the second degree after allegedly threatening a detention officer by making several comments to physically harm him. Cedarburg was being held in the jail on possession and theft charges. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.